6E, Crime and Technology. Exercise 3, page 104. Speaker 1.
I was checking my emails when it happened. The screen switched off for a second and then came back on. The next thing I knew, all my emails were deleting one by one by themselves. I tried to log out, but the computer wouldn't let me. I still haven't got my emails back. I'll have to take my computer to an expert.
Speaker 2.
I love the band, I really do, but I just don't see how I can make a living through it. We put together a CD and sold it on our own website, but it didn't sell well. Then someone told me it was available on a music website they use. I checked, and sure enough, it was there, available for people to just put onto their MP3 players, without paying. It seems like there's nothing we can do about it.
Speaker 3.
A couple of years ago, I opened one that I thought was from my bank. They were asking for me to update my account details, so I did and sent the email back to them. Anyway, a few days later I got a call from my bank to ask me about a large amount of money that had been spent on my credit card. After I said I hadn't spent the money, we eventually realized that it was the details I filled in. Of course, I immediately cancelled my card. My inbox is still full of emails from people I've never heard of, but now I don't even open them.
Speaker 4.
I couldn't believe it. A letter from the bank demanding payment for a debt I knew nothing about. They said I'd taken out a loan with them 6 months earlier, but I hadn't. They also said I'd taken out a credit card. Of course I hadn't done that either. I contacted the police straight away. I don't know who's using my details, but one thing is for sure, it isn't me.